First of all, a lot of closed session discussion, but a lot of reviews to take care of. You've hired a new officer.
Yes, we have. Justin Klein has been extended an offer to be employed as a police officer pending completion of all remaining hiring protocols.
That could happen as soon as when?
Depending on when we can get some of those appointments scheduled, possibly in the next 2 weeks or so.
The review for the assistant chief, who apparently has put in his one-year probation time, that went well?
Yes, very well. We've been very impressed with Assistant Chief Zenner, and his body of work stands for itself. He's done a great job, and we're very proud to have him on staff as a leader.
Another big topic that is going through various committee stages right now is joint dispatch, and will it happen or won't it happen? We don't know yet, but you did have some discussion today.
We had some pretty healthy discussion for about an hour and a half to 2 hours.
Any main concerns with the Police and Fire Commission as far as the county's offer?
I think we're certainly optimistic that we can come to some kind of an agreement that would satisfy both the county, the city, and I think public safety organizations throughout Portage County as well. There's certainly some issues related to governance, finance, and quality assurance that we still want to try to iron out.
At this point, do you think it's a real possibility at this point?
Cautiously optimistic. So, you know, I don't want to put a percentage on it because I'm only, one person, and there's lots of people who are involved in the decision making.
What's next for that issue?
The next step for that issue is the city staff, our public safety leaders, as well as the mayor, the city attorney, and Commissioner Westcott representing the commission are going to work through some of the documents and the concerns, some of the wording, and hopefully be able to sit down and have another face-to-face meeting with the county officials in the next week or so.